This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. The past 2 weeks on global financial markets have been brutal, and today was no exception. Here in the U.S., in Asia, and in Europe. And yes, I know the stock market is not the economy, but in this case, stock markets are looking at the economy and not liking what they're seeing one bit. The British pound hit a record low against the U.S. dollar. We'll hear more on that in a bit. Energy markets are indicating a recession's on the way because the price of oil has been falling, a sign of weak demand for energy. And everyone's dealing with the effects of Russia's war in Ukraine. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman gets us started.
The global economy came out of the first 2 years of the pandemic in surprisingly good shape, considering the risks. But then supply chain problems dragged on, Russia invaded Ukraine, inflation rose, and before long, the global economy was in trouble, says Jacob Kierkegaard at the Peterson Institute for International Economics.
I guess it's the old saying for financial markets, one disaster rarely comes alone. I wouldn't call it that perfect storm, but it's getting mighty windy out there.
Global growth is at risk for a host of reasons. First, aggressive interest rate hikes aimed at dampening demand to get inflation in check, led by the U.S. Federal Reserve and followed by central banks around the world.
Rates are really moving up for the first time in 15, in some cases even 20 years, with declines across many equity markets and sort of risky assets that tend to rely on borrowed money.
Add in a big dose of international trouble and strife.
The ongoing geopolitical shock and uncertainty of the war in Ukraine, resurfacing of the threat of nuclear war. Right? Not the headlines people would like to have.
Especially in Europe, where the headlines include Russia cutting off natural gas supplies and energy prices going through the roof. Over in Asia, meanwhile, China's economy is in trouble. The U.S. is likely to weather the global economic storm better than our main trading partners, says Brad McMillan at Commonwealth Financial Network.
We are far and away the least affected by global problems. Certainly, we're not independent of the world, but we have much, much less exposure than, say, Europe or the Far East.
Just look at energy, he says. We produce most of our own. In Europe and Asia, they're dependent on Russia and the rest of the world. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.